views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And I'm very, very happy and pleased today to welcome two wonderful guests, Tom and Penelope Pauly. They are the co-authors.
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful. They are the co-authors of a fantastic book that I came upon a little over a year ago. And subsequently, the Heart Center purchased, I believe, over 250 copies, and we sent them out to much of our readership or listenership. And boy, what a miracle has ensued as a result of people reading the truths in this book. And instead of me talking about your background, which I have here in front of me, I would just love to hear from you, Tom and Penelope, a little bit about yourselves and how you went from a second personal bankruptcy to now a rich and abundant life practically overnight. So tell us your story and inspire us.
Okay.
Watch out. I mean, you might get no chance to say anything else, David.
Just, if you want to go to commercial, yell, because we're talking the whole time.
First of all, we are a father-daughter team. And we've been working together for, a really long time.
97.
We actually, as the daughter of a man who had gone through his second personal bankruptcy, I was used to my father finding these great new things to change everything, the game changers. We heard a lot about those game changers as a kid. And we were coming out of another horrible experience, and I was in college trying to ignore them.
There's no horrible experiences. They're all wonderful opportunities.
Right, of course, yes. When life is difficult, we all love it so much. And this time was kind of different. My father had met a person who said they were a prosperity teacher.
Yeah, we were at Maryland. Maryland was...
got to start back a little further.
Went through the Hawks. So I got to tell you my story, basic background. Went to University of Nebraska, studied English and history and sociology and stay out of Vietnam. That was my majors.
Stay out of Vietnam was your major?
Primarily stay out of Vietnam.
You had a lot of majors.
And went into advertising, worked for some big companies, and I was a writer. I'm a writer. That was my background. And a salesman. I got tired of the advertising, sold a lot of stuff for a long time. I have had 45 or 6 different careers, and as I said, gone bankrupt twice. And after that second bankruptcy, I was struggling to get an advertising agency of my own going. And we went to a beach. My youngest daughter, we haven't told the story for a while. I've been writing a book all year, my newer book, and it's been taking all my time. I went to my youngest daughter, Heather. This is Penelope here. Listen to you. She's bossy.
I'm the eldest, bossy one.
She, Heather wanted me to go to a Sunday, take a Sunday off from work because I was always working, and go meet her new friend and her new friend's new stepmom and dad at the beach. We knew Bob, but we didn't know Marisa, so we went to this beach, a little beautiful, God, I got California. I don't want to go anywhere else. But don't come. Don't come unless you want to just stay on vacation and go home. Too much traffic. It's really horrible, I'm telling you. Anyway, we went to this beach, and Lisa was into New Age stuff. I like I said, I'd gone bankrupt, and I was, a second time, I was really burned, and I'd become a newly minted conservative. I had the Republican motto on my wall, I think. And she...
What, keep your nose to the grindstone?
Keep your nose to the grindstone. Earn your living by the sweat of your brow.
Don't look past what's going on this second.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so pay only attention to what you can hear, see, feel, smell, and taste.
Which isn't necessarily political. I mean, there's people everywhere that...
No, absolutely. I'm sorry about the political. I don't have any political... meetings at all. I just say with that. Anyway, she was very New Age and said, look, I was telling me a story about the Indians and that they believe the hawks in that area brought messages from God because they could fly so high and they would bring it. And if a hawk came down and sat next to you, it meant God had a message for you. Well, I just finished a big show for a major oil company, and we had an Indian theme. And I was going to expound on all I knew about Indian lore and make another fool of myself. But before she could do that, out of nowhere, this hawk, a red-tailed hawk, giant red-tailed hawk, flew down through the sky and landed about 10 feet from me.
Wow.
And, I mean, I grew up on the farm. Hawks don't do that. They keep the distance and just stay away from you because they're pretty wary. But he sat there for about 10 minutes, and nobody was saying anything because it was such a remarkable deal. We said, well, I said, yeah, I tried to make a joke. And Lisa said, looks like God's got a message for you, Tom. And then, nah, I don't want to buy that. And anyway, about 10 minutes later, the hawk took off, and he was by me. I was up against the bank almost, and by the beach, and not the other people. He was really close to me, and he took off. And we thought, oh, glad that's over. And she said, it's a good thing he didn't bring his mate. I said, well, yeah, really, Lisa? I didn't want to ask my dad. Why is it good he didn't bring his mate? And she said, because if he brings his mate, that means that the message is extremely important. And you had better pay attention. I said, oh, man, you know, these are good, great lures. Good. And the hawk came back, landed in the same place he was before with his mate who landed next to him.
Wow.
I mean, the hair is on standing up on my neck now, as I tell it. It never has gone away, that feeling, that rush of confirmation, I guess, that I did have a message coming and I'd better pay attention. Later that night, we met Marilyn. I didn't want to meet Marilyn. I was a conservative and very conservative and scared of people. And I didn't want to really talk to anybody. You know, I wanted to just have everything go right for a while. And Bob said, you got to meet our neighbor. She's kind of psychic. You'll love her. I said, oh, no, I don't want to. And she called her anyway, and she couldn't come. I was happy. And about 2 minutes later, she showed up, said, I wanted to not come, but I got a message. I had a message for you. Wow, I'm feeling it again. Anyway, she came into the room, and the electricity was just crackling, and she grabbed behind me and grabbed my shoulders and said, oh, I need to talk to you, Tom. No. I have had enough of the Psychic Friends Network for one day. Thank you very much. And she gave me her card and told me I should call her, and I promptly ignored her for what, 3-4 months, probably?
Might have been longer than that.
Anyway, about January, my wife set a shower for Lisa, who's now pregnant, and she said, Marilyn said he could triple my income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, psychic aside, okay, put that aside. I don't care about that. The triple my income, I was going for that because I could do something with that. And I went over there and knocked on the door, and we had an appointment. Oh, my God, it's just begun this incredible adventure. She showed us how to write down all the basics that we put into Rich Dreams, and then we met other people, added to it. And what the remarkable thing about it that when I met Marilyn, I was living in the most, what was it like?
Oh, it wasn't great. The house we moved out of when
Marilyn was the instigator for this whole thing. And by the way, we have to take our first commercial break. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. My guests today are Tom and Penelope Pauly, the authors of I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I am. And this is just the beginning. There's much more coming. Stay tuned to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, your host.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
And I am rich, and we are all rich. Okay, and we will be.
I gotta tell you, I love the song.
Oh, praise God!
We both listened to it. It's the first time. I mean, somebody did a operatic version for us one time, but I love this. It's got all the spirit of the march, and it just.
My little boy was. I have a little 5-year-old, and we were playing it, and he was like. It's just so great how music is so, it touches your soul. He just stood up and he just started marching around, like just exactly on the beat. It was just, it was so great. It was so wonderful. And, you know, what's so neat about you contacting us and talking about this book, which we, you know, Tom mentioned that he's been working on some new things, and we've done so much since this book. This book, you know, you said that Marilyn was kind of the instigator, and I think really the Hawks were the instigator. And Marilyn was a wonderful stop on our journey, and certainly opened our eyes and taught us things that we didn't know. And there's so many wonderful details about the sort of the foundation of how you get what you want and eliminate what you don't want. And that is really what this book is about. Anybody that doesn't yet have I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, I am, I am, I am. I know that you said that a lot of your listeners have it, and that's fantastic. If you don't have it, it is a wonderful place to start for anybody that's new to this kind of thinking or anyone that's been doing it forever and ever. It's a great way to sort of refocus yourself, go back to the basics, because that's what it's all about, is basics. Anyway, were you going to ask a question? Am I the one breathing that I keep hearing?
Well, we are going to be giving away one free copy of the book, and you can call 312-253-7600. That's 312-253-7600, and you'll be entered into a drawing for the free book. So, and if you haven't purchased the book and you won't get the free one, you can go to heartcenter.org and order it right from our website. Or if it's easier for you, can go to Amazon.com or to your website.
You know, the nice thing about if you do go to our website, there's an opportunity to sign up for a newsletter, which is gives you the three keys to success and seven lessons, it says. But really, it's a year and a half worth of email coming once a week where we have used questions from other people on how to use the book and how to use the system. The system contained in everything. It's a real simple system, but, you know, when you apply anything, there's always questions. And so for a year and a half, you get stories from people, how they've succeeded, and stories, questions, and our answers to them. So it's a really great benefit, I think, to get that newsletter.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, and give us your website.
The website is www.richdreams.com.
And, richdreams.com. Got it.
RichDreams.com.
RichDreams.com. And then you can follow us on Facebook at Rich Dreams or at Tom and Penelope Polly Authors. We have a blog also that, you know, we just try to be out there with you guys and bring content as much as possible. And, you know, we feel like we're here to elevate people and elevate consciousness and help people to live the life that they are here to live.
Yeah,
so that's our intent. That's what the focus of our business is.
Yeah, well, we stopped doing business as such. We're primarily in the market, like you are, of helping people. And
right.
We've written over the years several other properties, Quantum Marketing, which is a mentoring course, kind of. It's an email course that teaches people how to use this to the best, because oftentimes when people use the system in I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, I Am, I Am, they find that their own insecurities and their own
limiting beliefs.
Yeah, limiting beliefs stop them dead in the tracks. They hear a word that says do this, but they're really hearing something else. And we have with these lessons, we have someone who counsels you and helps you through that. And get you past that. We also have a book. I did another one. We did another one called Quantum Selling, which is an extension of the Rich Dreams, and it helps you to attract business from a distance. Well, the headline is very commercial. How to reach and sell millions from the comfort of your easy chair without
picking up the phone,
a computer, and about the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee.
Wonderful.
And, yeah, it's wonderful. It's involved with a meditative technique. And but lately, we're working on this new property, a new book, which, oh my goodness, it's taken me a year, and we're still not there.
You've had a series of strokes, and it's kind of changed your life, and you've come out of it, and it's kind of a different new transformation, isn't it?
You know, when I was a young kid, I thought I was going to have a nice life of doing all the things I wanted. Turns out I get to do all the things God wants. And
Funny how that is.
About 6 years ago now, I had seven strokes in one day, and one 24-hour period. And the last two were killers. I died and came back both times. And it left me paralyzed, completely paralyzed on my right. It's on the brainstem, they said. And had the sixth stroke, and they said, the doctors said, well, you know, they couldn't forget. I was headed to...
the doctor said, this is it.
Yeah.
He's done. He's never going to talk again. He's never going to walk again. He'll have trouble eating. He'll certainly never write. He'll never drive a car. He'll probably never sit up, and he may or may not be able to show you that he recognizes you.
And you're talking to us today, and... like Daniel Brinkley, who died three times and came back to talk about it, you're here.
He died, and the way I say it is, he died and then changed his mind, and then he did it again and changed his mind again.
So you could have stayed up in heaven, and yet you chose to come back. And so why did you come back? What's your message now?
That's what's in the book.
Okay.
And I can't tell you. I would love to tell you.
You're
love
sworn
to
secrecy by your publishers. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not just that. No, it's more than that. Because it's the whole content of this book is necessary to tell the story. It's like I say in Rich Dreams, that we'd love to give you the prize right now, but that'd be like giving your lover an investment diamond.
Right.
Without setting.
Well,
you
one
need
of the things
to make it work.
Absolutely. One of the key points in the book that I read and that I'd like to share with our listeners is you say never to ask for money directly. You write down things, and I won't spoil the book because I encourage everybody to get it. But why do you say don't ask for money?
Well, what we say is never, never, never ask for money. And the reason that you don't ask for money is there's a couple of reasons. One is that money isn't a thing.
Right.
Yes, it's a commodity. There are entire businesses and entire industries based around the trading and flipping around and movement of money. But it's not an actual thing. It's a means of exchange. It is an energy more than anything else. And stockpiling it, focusing on the actual movement, is really what you're really asking for is power.
Mm-hmm.
Is the power to be in charge of everything. And Rich Dream System is based on ask for what you want, know what you want, ask for what you want, write it down, get enthusiastic, right?
And you're really asking the universe, you're asking the divine, you're asking the universe, you're not asking necessarily another person, right?
No, you're not asking another person, no.
Right.
And then the last one, when you've done all these things, you've written it down, you've felt it in your heart, you've visualized what you want so clearly, then you let it go. Because you're not in charge of making everything in the world happen. You're only in charge of showing up to your life, living your life to the best of your ability, being the best person that you possibly can be, and that's what's asked of you. What you want, the universe can provide you faster than you can provide it for yourself. I don't care how many jobs you have. And there have been so many wonderful experiences that we've witnessed. Well, we had one dear friend who knows this stuff and been doing this stuff for years and years, called us and said, I've got to get my kid to skiing camp. I got to ask for $1,500. I'm going to do my manifesting for $1,500. I said, don't manifest $1,500. Ask for the ski trip.
Right.
No. It costs $1,500. I know how to do this.
Had a problem, didn't he?
Right? And I said, trust me, ask for the ski trip. That's what you want. What you really want is the ski trip. You don't really want the money and what comes with the money. She didn't believe me. And she did her manifestation project. And at the end of the whatever many days she used to manifest this $1,500, she called me up and she said, well, I should have listened to you.
Uh-huh.
I did the manifestation thing. I got my $1,500. I got in the car to drive down and pick up the check. Car broke down. It's going to cost $1,500 to fix it.
Okay. Well, my guests today are Tom and Penelope Pauly, and they're the authors of I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. We have to take our second commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio, and I'm David Christopher Lewis.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Well, we're marching to victory and the abundant life, and Tom and Penelope Pauly are here again to share some more insights and keys for us. So you don't ask for money, you ask the universe for what you desire to manifest, what, you know, it, and it can be things great and things small. I mean, it can be the tiniest little thing, and yet you're kind of in this co-communication with the divine, which magically and sometimes mysteriously just makes it happen in spite of our human sense of limitation or our human minds, right?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
By means over which we have no control. It's always by means over which we have no control.
We don't really have control on this world at all. We have the illusion of control. We think we have control because We learn to stand up on ourselves on our own. We learn to feed ourselves. We learn to walk around. We learn to do all these things on our own, but we don't really have control.
We think it's our own work and our own effort that brings in money and prosperity and makes us rich. It's not.
So it's really about letting go and letting God, as people, you know, in that little quip. But it is a divine law, and you've tapped into that. So one of the things you share in the book is about tithing, and your take on tithing was different than I had ever heard it. And I really appreciated the subtleties of your teaching. So tell us a little bit about tithing. You know, people think it's a very churchy thing, and yet you bring it out of that domain into a very practical and dynamic type of alchemical manifestation that really freed me from thinking about it as, well, you got to tie it to some church because the minister says so. So tell us about this cosmic law and how people can use it.
Let me put religion in perspective.
Yeah.
I believe in all religions. I believe that God has sent messengers to different parts of the world at different times to enlighten them and help raise up the people. I mean, Krishna, Buddha, Zoroaster, His Holiness Christ, Moses, the Bab, Baha'u'llah, Muhammad. They all came to lift up mankind. And they give us great advice. And we take and make a church. And no offense if you go to church, because you got to go somewhere. You got to try to get close to divine message somehow. But, you know, we get too much. Some guy said it perfectly. He said, you know, these divine messengers come, and they point you, they use their finger, and they point you in a direction of prosperity and wealth
and truth.
Abundance.
And truth.
And truth. And what we do is we focus on the finger, not on where it's pointing. So when we look at tithing, every religion in history has told their people they must give something back to the good works of the universe,
right,
to God. We all, without churches, make their money, frankly, and the better ones at it make more money. But that's not the point. The point is not what they do with it. It's what you are doing.
The point is, tithing is not for someone else. And that is a hard thing to grasp at first. Tithing isn't about what you're doing for someone else. It's not about the church you're giving it to. It's not about the author that you give it to. Tithing is for you. Tithing is a completely selfish act whereby you are giving 10% of your good that comes in, 10% of the income that you receive, you give back to your own spiritual growth and enlightenment. You give back to the spiritual works of the world. You give back to your own spiritual self. You can do this through where you receive help and inspiration. You do this through, people that inspire you, speakers that inspire you, authors that inspire you, musicians that inspire you, ways where you are spiritually uplifted. And the reason that it's 10% is not arbitrary. The one acts as the male. The zero acts as a field of possibility, or the female energy. And the one impregnates the zero, creating more of what you want.
So it's enlightened self-interest, because you know, even if you don't accept the law of the tithe, if you do it with love, and you're giving to, as you say, where you receive spiritual nourishment, then the law works almost dramatically, and in spite of your own sense of limitation, right?
Right. It protects you.
Yeah.
It absolutely protects you, and it's not a joke. And we've had so many people say, "Oh, I didn't believe it," and I grew up in a church where they, you know, push that stuff on us, and I'm not going to just give away my money because they said. But when you see it from this different perspective, that it isn't about, you know, it isn't about who gets it. It's about you giving it.
With inspired thought. You don't just
right.
give it away. You don't give it to your brother and he gives it to you. That's not what it's about. It's about with you determining, making an effort. Where can you give this? Where are you receiving inspiration? Because I see it that every time you write that check, every time you give that money, you are affirming and reaffirming your understanding that these decisions are not in your hands, that your life is not really in your hands. It's in God's. And you're reaffirming the power and the majesty of the higher power that you turn to. That's all. And it doesn't matter who that is or what that is.
And I also see it, I have always seen it as almost like the manifestation of a prayer, like the physical manifestation of a prayer for yourself for something. So when you give it, you're sending that energy out. You're sending that physical thing, that money, that part of your income to something that is to benefit you and hopefully uplift everyone. Because if it's uplifting you, you're becoming, you know, then you're an encourager. Then you're elevating yourself. And by elevating, as each one of us elevates our own consciousness, it affects the consciousness of the entire planet. By you changing yourself, by you coming into more full, a fuller realization of who you are here to be, what you are here to bring to our experience on Earth, as each of us taps into that elevated consciousness, that elevated version of ourselves, we uplift all of civilization. You change the world. So tithing is not a little thing.
Yeah, I've been tithing since I was 19, and I've never had lack. I've never had want for what I require in my life. You know, at times I would have maybe desired certain things, you know, maybe a newer car or something like that. And you actually give us keys in your book to having exactly what you desire, even if it's something that you think is way beyond your means, right? I mean, you tell the story about a Mercedes-Benz right in the book.
Right.
Love that car.
And if you get caught on selling, he tells the story about a Bentley.
There's a lot in this world. And this world has been given to us not so that we can sit back and say, ooh, I think it's terrible that John has a Bentley and I do not. It's given us this full of fruit and vegetation and meat, land, people. I mean,
beauty.
Gosh, how could you stand? Like, I know you may not know this, and if you're on the East Coast, but if you stand on the edge of the Grand Canyon, the understanding of life changes. It is enormous. But then look out at the Atlantic. It's enormous. How can we look at anywhere around this world and not realize that we are an insignificant part, but a very significant reality? It is our future that we work with. Mine, yours, your listeners, they all have their future in their hands. Because if they follow God's wishes, if they tithe and just make an attempt to live a right-minded life.
Well, that's great, Tom. My guests today are Tom and Penelope Pauly. Their book is I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I Am, I Am, I Am. You can secure it on heartcenter.org website. Go to our store. You can go to get it off the web. It's a fantastic book. It's a guideline for the abundant life. There are so many wonderful keys in it. And it's transformational, it's spiritual, it's practical, and they give you some very direct keys, which if you put them into action today or as soon as you get this book and read it, your life will change. I can guarantee you that. And that is my guarantee because it's worked for me, it's worked for a number of us, and we have had dozens of stories that people have shared about the miracles that have happened. So we're going to take our final commercial break. And by the way, if you have a question for Tom or Paul or Penelope, call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. 2819. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Well, welcome back, all of our listeners out there in cyberspace and the cosmic universe of divine love, light, and presence. So before we get into the last little segment here, I'd like to just say that we have an upcoming Meru University class this coming Sunday, November 16th, on inner stillness. And Boyd Batten, whose voice you just heard on that ad, is the facilitator and the teacher for this class on inner stillness. And also, we have a wonderful event coming up December 18th through 21st in Vista, California, which is a suburb of San Diego, and it's called The 12 Archangels Resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. So again, that's December 18th through 21st. We're going to have a live kirtan session with Eastern Bhajans. We're going to go to the beach and have a picnic, and we're going to do panurithmi at a wonderful spiritual community near there. And you can find out more at heartscenter.org. That's heartscenter.org. So back to Tom and Penelope. Tom, you'd like to tell us a little bit about what your next book is about without spoiling it, of course, and how this came about. So go for it.
Yeah, I can't tell you the exact ending, but I can tell you that I had this incredible experience of dying. Of having seven strokes, coming back from that the first time. The seventh strokes, the first five were not as big a deal. The sixth and the seventh were really tough. It said it was on my brainstem. I was paralyzed for life. I was a drooler, basically. I was headed to bed rest for the rest of my life, 20, 30 years. Oh, my word. I went in a second time, died, and went into the presence of the generous one more time. And I received a miracle healing. And the strange thing about, the thing about this miracle healing is it did not come directly from God.
Mm.
It came from you. It came from the people here on this planet. And I'll go into that in detail in the book and talk about it. And I need to finish the book so I can get the healing. And it sounds a little strange, but you're going to have to hit on quantum physics a touch to go there. But
maybe a little time travel, too, but
yeah, maybe.
Not to spoil it.
So if they go to your website, richdreams.com, and get on your email list, then they will find out exactly when it's ready, right?
Absolutely. And if you look around and poke around, there's some kind of tidbits here and there where we've referenced certain things that we've been talking about, working through the book. We tend to be pretty transparent. So when we're going through something, everyone gets to hear about it. Sorry. And you're welcome. I think that being open about our progress and our process, about how things work, and having, you know, like you do, a business that's not based on quote-unquote business, but it's based on helping people and inspiring people to do things and change things and be who they're here to be. Well, that comes about that you get other things to do, and your inspiration and your help for people is sometimes them seeing how you're doing it. So if you, you know, poke around and look at blog posts and things like that, you'll see a lot of references to Tom's experience of his miracle healing over the past almost 6 years and what that's kind of meant and the things that we're learning because of this and the information that's coming through that has to do with his death and miracle healing.
It's amazing stuff. And look, information's coming through. We have kind of been in the closet about this for many years.
We think we have. Nobody believes us. They see right through it.
They do? They know we channel?
I think they do.
Okay, so we're a tad bit psychic and channel ourselves, but don't tell anybody. We try to keep this a secret.
Well, I think we're all instruments for the divine.
Absolutely.
When we open ourselves up to say, God, you work through me, the divine light, you are the doer. I'm just here with my heart open, my mind free, and I'm available. And then the magic starts happening. And that's what happened to me. That's what's happened to you. And I think, you know, as it says in the Bible somewhere, in the last days or whatever they say, you know, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men, like us, will shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, or something to that effect. So, you know, we're all visionaries if we choose to be.
Absolutely.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you. You say hard work can actually keep you poor, and Napoleon Hill kind of got it wrong. So what do you mean by that?
Oh, my God. Now, you're talking about a whole other hour-long seminar. We have an hour-long seminar on that.
Okay. So they can get on your website.
We probably have an hour-long seminar on that.
If you go through the book and pick out any paragraph, we could talk for an hour.
Okay. Well, you know, the three things that people seem to really desire to have work out for them is relationships, abundance, and health, right?
Right.
And you really do cover all of this in this book in one sense or another.
We try. Can I share something?
Sure.
I cannot. I'm obligated not to tell you about this book. During one of our channeling sessions, we got this piece.
Okay, we kind of lost. Tom, we lost you. Can you get closer to your the phone there?
The headset. I've got my headset in the same place.
Can you hear me?
I can hear Penelope fine, yeah.
Okay, well, I will just take over because I like to do that anyway.
Of course you did.
Basically, something came through that we felt like we should share today. So we're going to share it. This isn't directly out of the book, but it's certainly a part of what we're working on and communicating in this book. And this is kind of what came through from one of our guides. You humans just don't get it. We guides don't have free will. We wait for your direction. We can only step in and help if it's asked for. If you try to do everything yourself, we cannot interfere. That's what letting go is. That's what surrender is. When you ask for help and allow, anything can happen. Anything. We can do anything. We can make anything occur. It's not up to you to know how to make anything happen. It is up to you to know how to ask and let go.
Wonderful.
And I think that that's, you know, the beauty of this book, Rich Dreams, the first book, is that it is about asking. It gives you a detailed, systematic way to ask for what you want and a way to work out how to allow what you want. Because the asking, even though that half the book's about the asking, that's the easy part. The receiving, that's where the tricky part comes in. That's where the work starts to happen, and that's the kind of work that you're all probably working on already.
Well, I've read Napoleon Hill's books, and I've read Robert Collier's books, and I have to say this one was a shift in awareness for me because you have tapped into some specific keys that I had read nowhere else that were very poignant and very powerful. And so I encourage everyone listening today, if you haven't secured the book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, I Am, I Am, I Am, to go to heartcenter.org, get the book, or get it online. Tom and Penelope Pauly are the co-authors. They're wonderful. They're here today. What is your final 15-second message for our listeners today?
Let me tell you, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The same line you just spoke, if they want the three of those keys, the three keys to success, come to our website, richdreams, richdreams.com, and we give them to you free. It's a 30-minute audio.
Thank you so much, Tom and Penelope Pauly. I'm heartened to know you. Bless you. Thank you for being with us on Heart Center Talk Radio. Until next week when I interview, let's see, his name is Tobin Blake, the author of a wonderful book on inner stillness. Same time, same station next week. And thank you, Brian. God bless you all. Take care.
Thank you, Dave.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.